And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school sports from over the weekend. On Saturday, the Glenwood Co-Ed Cross Country Meet was held, and the meet schedule ended up being adjusted due to some rain in the area, but they were able to get all the races in. The Harlan girls, Countable's Thomas Jefferson boys, came out with wins in the team standings. Atlantic was second in both races. On the girls' team side, it was Harlan with 40 points, followed by Atlantic with 63, then Glenwood, Lewis Central, Shenandoah, the top five. Individually, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center was the winner with a time of 18:38.55. Taylor McCready of Atlantic was runner-up with a time of 19:04.38. Mason Hartley of Clarinda came in third, and Lucy Borkowski of Harlan was fourth. Ava Rush of Atlantic coming in fifth place there at that girls' race. Also, in the boys' side, it was Thomas Jefferson winning with 52 points. Atlantic was second with 79, followed by Lewis Central, Harlan, and Red Oak, the top five. Individually, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson won it with a time of 16:17.90. Wymack Gio of Thomas Jefferson was second with a 16:23.33 time. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert came in third place with a time of 16:29.08. And it was Craig Allen Beckert of Atlantic who was fourth with a time of 16:40.21. And Connor Lanchell of Lewis Central came in fifth there in that race. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic was 10th place finisher. That's a look at that Glenwood Co-Ed Cross Country Meet. You can see the full results and standings by following the links on that same story on our sports page. In volleyball action over the weekend, the Atlantic volleyball team participated in the AHSTW invite. And in pool play, they suffered a loss 2-1 to Thomas Jefferson, then picked up a 2-0 win over Riverside and a 2-1 win over Earlham. And then they moved on to the championship bracket and lost to Denison by a 2-0 score. Caroline Pellett led Atlantic on the day with 12 total kills. Aubrey Geyer followed with 9. Haley Rasmussen, Kenzie Waters, and Macy Waters each finished the day with 3 aces apiece. Rasmussen finished with 42 total assists, averaging just over 4 per set. And Mia Trotter had 25 digs, followed by Pellett with 21 there at that tournament. And Atlantic head coach Michelle Blake said, overall, we came out really strong in the opening day. Obviously, there's always things to work on, and we are just going to keep plugging away and playing point for point. These girls have come so far in the last year, and they're only going to get better as the year goes on, she said. Other volleyball action from on Saturday, lots of area matches being played, a bunch of tournaments, of course, across the region. And in other action, it was Ankeny defeating Lewis Central 2-0. Ankeny Centennial 2-0 win over Lewis Central. And it was Baxter 2-1 over Nottoway Valley. Cam picked up a couple wins, 2-0 over Essex and 2-0 over Riverside. It was Denison Schleswig with 4 different wins there at that tournament at AHSTW. 2-1 over AHSTW, 2-0 over Atlantic, 2-0 over Cam, and 2-0 over Essex. Harlan, a 2-0 winner over Trainer. Kemper Catholic picked up a bunch of wins in tournament play. 2-1 over Humboldt, 2-0 over Emmitsburg, 2-0 over Fort Dodge, 2-0 over Grandview Christian, and 2-0 over South Central Calhoun. Lewis Central, a 2-0 win over Waukee. Was Nottoway Valley with a couple of wins, 2-0 over Colfax Mingo, and 2-0 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Red Oak picked up 5 wins, 2-1 over Des Moines Roosevelt, 2-0 over Ames, Bondurant Farrar, Gilbert, and Williamsburg. Riverside with a 2-0 win over Earlham and over Essex. Sydney picked up a 2-1 win over Tri-Center and over Trainer. They also picked up 2-0 wins over Harlan, Indianola, and St. Albert. Trainer a 2-0 win over Tri-Center. Underwood 2-1 over Sydney. And then they picked up 2-0 wins over Harlan, Trainer, and Tri-Center. And a 2-1 win over Indianola as well. Waverly Shellrock a 2-1 win over Red Oak and 2-0 over Carroll. That's your high school volleyball action there from Saturday. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Nick Senzel and Philip Ervin hit solo home runs. Luis Castillo pitched 6 effective innings, and the Reds beat the Cardinals 5-3 to end a 4-game losing streak and salvage a split of their doubleheader. With the 4-3 win in the first game and the Chicago Cubs 4-0 loss to Milwaukee, the Cardinals gained a half game in the NL Central to increase their division lead to 3 games. Cincinnati Reds third baseman Eugenio Suarez left the second game of the doubleheader against the Cardinals after being hit by a pitch. Daniel Ponce de Leon plunked Suarez in the left hand with his first pitch of the at-bat. In the fifth inning, he hit his 40th home run in the first game. Adalberto Mondesi matched a career high with 4 hits and stole 3 bases in his return from the injured list, leading the Royals past the Orioles 6-4. Mibris Viola drove in the go-ahead run for the Royals with a 2-out single in the 7th inning. Taking a look at the rest of the scorecard there yesterday in interleague action, it was Atlanta 5-3 over the White Sox. In the American League, Houston 2-0 over Toronto, Tampa Bay 8-2 over Cleveland, Minnesota 8-3 over Detroit, the Yankees 5-4 over Oakland. It was a win for the Mariners, 11-3 over Texas, and Boston, 4-3 over the Angels. In National League play, we mentioned those two Cardinals games. It was St. Louis 4-3 over Cincinnati in the first game, and then Cincinnati 5-3 in the second game. Other scores, Washington 9-3 over Miami, Milwaukee 4-0 over the Cubs, Pittsburgh 6-2 over Colorado, San Diego 8-4 over San Francisco, Dodgers beat Arizona 4-3 in 11 innings, and Philadelphia was a 5-2 winner over the Mets. Also in top 25 college football action yesterday, it was fourth-ranked Oklahoma picking up a win to start their season at home, 49-31 the final. They beat Houston in that game last night. In other sporting notes, the Kansas City Chiefs and LeSean McCoy have agreed to a $4 million one-year deal to reunite the two-time All-Pro running back with Coach Andy Reid, according to a person with knowledge of the talks. This person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because McCoy still must pass a physical that could be done as early as Sunday, allowing McCoy a full week to prepare for the season opener in Jacksonville. He spent his first six seasons in Philadelphia, four of them under Coach Andy Reid. And the Chiefs, with that move, also trading away Carlos Hyde yesterday as one of their backup backs. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.